Welcome to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. The sermon you are about to hear is from our worship service on March 10th, 2024. For more information about the community and ministries of St. Mark's, you can visit our website, smlutheran.org. There you will find the full online worship service from which this sermon is taken. And if you would like to contribute financially to help sustain the ministries at St. Mark's, you'll find information on how to do that there as well. And now, here's Pastor Audrey Lukasak with a gospel reading.
Holy Gospel for this day is written in the Gospel of St. John, the third chapter. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world in this way, that God gave the Son, the only begotten one, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him and are not condemned, but those who do not believe him are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. Spirit of the living God, come now and grow our faith, deepen our hope, come and strengthen our love, and water in each of us a desire to be your faithful family forever. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If someone were to ask you, "Why do you believe in God?" Or if someone said, "Give me an example of a time where you experienced God's love." When did you experience God's love? What's your first go-to story? Maybe it was a time in which you were ordained. Maybe it was a time you were called. Maybe it was a time when you got a new job that you had been praying for, or that you graduated from high school. Or maybe it was a time when you gave birth or adopted a child and your lives changed forever. Maybe it was a time in which you were in the doctor's office or even in the hospital and you experienced that peace and that love that only God is able to give. I would hope and I would guess you have many different examples of when you experience God's love. Now, how many of you have been to a football game or any kind of game or on the driving through a highway and you see this sign of John 3:16? Anybody see this at a game? Now, for young people, do you know what John 3:16 says? My question is, they put these signs up. I asked at the Bible study, when you see this sign, what do you think of? The response was, it's guerrilla evangelism. I had never heard the word guerrilla evangelism. So what do you think that means? You know, is it saying, you know, you need to get your acting together and believe in Jesus Christ? But this is what John 3:16 it says, "For God loved the world in this way, that God gave the Son, the only begotten one, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." We have been given this gift from God. God came into the world this way so that we may experience and know of God's love. If you've noticed in the choir, there were a few absent women because many of them are still over on Vashon Island at the women's retreat. We had 45 different women from this congregation and outside the congregation who gathered together for a weekend retreat or a time together, talking about what it means to be part of the beloved community as women. As we gathered, we had a wonderful facilitator. Her name was Shalom, and she guided us through, and she had these words on the board that says, quoted Buechner, said, "Here in this world, there are beautiful and terrible things, but don't be afraid." And then she quoted Jan Richardson, said, I better read it this way. "I hope to offer a space of comfort as well as challenge." Being part of a faith community, we have a place of comfort. We are at times even challenged. What does it mean to be part of God's faithful community? This past week, many of you who have ever given a donation here at St. Mark's received our annual stewardship pledge information, our Commitment Sunday, which will be next week. And in that letter, we ask the question, what has St. Mark's been for you? This past week, I had fun going around to the different groups who met here at church and asked them, what has St. Mark's been for you? For some of the people that I spoke to, those are written out on the bulletin board there, but this is a summary of where people talked about the community. A place of welcome, a place of feeling at home, a place where they feel loved, where everyone is nice, as one of the kids had said. But I also heard that this is a port, a place of an anchor, a place of where, when life is so crazy out there, I can come together on Sunday morning and feel rooted or grounded and be reminded of who we are and whose we are, so that I can go out into this world and to be reminded of how I may be a reflection of God's love. One of my favorite quotes from one of the young people, she said, "My favorite day of the week is Sunday when I'm at worship at church." A number of the young people also, I was surprised that more than one or two said, "I feel safe when I come here." This is a safe place where kids can be who they are and be free. Some even said, "I can be away from my mom and dad for a while, but still feel safe." But it's a feeling, a sense of home. What a gift this community of faith here at St. Mark's has been serving so many different generations. Did you know that we had 7 different generations in this congregation? I can't name the younger ones, but we do. And that is such a gift. Some said, "You know, I go to other churches and I don't see any kids." But on Wednesday night, when we had 85 different people who gathered, kids and parents and grandparents, come for a meal and then join in the choirs and join in just being part of community. They spoke about this place, of being a place that gives life, that a place of where they experience grace, a place where they feel alive in God, and again, a place where they know of God's love. What does it mean to be part of this faith community? It is more than just a building. people talked about how important it is to learn and to grow and to go out into this world. Those are some of the different things in a given month of how many people come in and through this building. But the church is more than just the building. A number of people talked about the generosity of this place, of where if you look at our balance sheet, if you're on the, if you have any interest in looking at our financial spreadsheet, these are all the different places of where we give to places in the community, throughout the country, and throughout the world. We are bringing God's light into the world through our gifts, through our quilts, through our different ways in which we make a difference of reflecting God's light into this place, in this world that is so broken and in need of God's love. But I am so grateful to be part of this staff during this time who, when we come together to help equip, to help serve, and to support you in helping do the ministry here, yeah, there's a lot of names there. But what is so central to this amazing staff is how deep their faith is. They feel called to be serving and to be part of this community of faith, of making sure that our worship and our music and our teaching and our young people and even our people who are in nursing homes or are in the hospital are being well served and reminded of God's love. Today, as our psalm reminded us, let us give thanks to you, God, for your steadfast love and your wondrous works for all people. We are here in this place as a community of faith, again, living out our faith, proclaiming God's love to the stranger, to welcoming the ones who have been hurt, and even those who have been hurt by the church in the past, but to come and to experience God's love because your simple welcome, your simple presence communicates so much. In the Women's Retreat booklet, one of the quotes by Kate Bowler said, "When we have people in our lives who have faith and confidence in God's love and goodness, it helps us to feel the presence of God." A few years ago, you might have seen the MasterCard commercial where they talked about these different events with loved ones. But when we come together for worship, you can't put a price on God's love. You can't put a price on Jesus' grace and freedom. It truly is priceless. And again, that commercial ends, "There are some things money cannot buy." And that's our faith as well. We come knowing about God's love, and we go out to reflect that God's love to the people that we encounter each and every day. So next Sunday, as we gather together, it's our Pledge Commitment Sunday, and you are invited to prayerfully reflect this week. How can you support the ministry for this next year here at St. Mark's? We put a proportionate giving statement in, and I always found that helpful when I was raising my daughter and saying, okay, this is what I gave last year, but how can I commit? I was surprised to learn this year that less than 10% of all Christians give a tithe, and even less than 1% of people give only 1% of their total income. How do we give back to God? How do we continue to support the ministry in this place? What we have been doing is amazing, but we could not be doing this ministry without each and every one of you. So thank you. Thank you for being a witness to me and to others of what it means to celebrate and give thanks to a God who loves us, who came into this world to teach us about love
and to give us that gift of eternal life. Amen.
You've been listening to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. Thanks for joining us.